Sunday night, early Yudalid Teves, Lahalacha, and Chavisol Bogus. Okay, let's learn a few halachas about how long you can make a bracha achrona for after you've eaten and drunk. But tonight we'll talk about eating, and not even all eating, but just some of the halachas of making a bracha achrona after eating. Of course, if you are making a bracha achrona after you eat, you're already one of a select few, maybe 1 in 10 people, and ashreichem, because unfortunately most people sort of forget about it. So we're already ahead of the game if you're even thinking of making a bracha achrona. That's wonderful. So if you eat bread or really anything and you're full, we're talking about an achila that makes you full. You always have the sheer equal with an ayin and a chaf, not an ayin and a kuf, which means a restraining order, and not aleph and kuf, which means something else probably, but ayin and kuf, which means digestion, and the sheer equal. So what is the sheer equal? So it's assumed, certainly the chatchila, that it's 72 minutes. So after you've finished eating, everything has a lot of details to it. For example, you could be finished eating bread, but then you continue with your meal, so that doesn't count in the 72, even to bench, as long as you're eating the meal. But let's say you finished eating, so now up to 72 minutes you can bench, and even after 72 minutes, if you're full, and there's no, I don't know how full, you're not ro'ev, it says. And then it says, you're soveya from what you ate. So you can still bench. You're not at all hungry, you're full. You're satisfied from what you've eaten. I remember, I can't forget this halacha, because I fell asleep one Purim around 8 o'clock at night. And I woke up 4 in the morning, and I had no problem benching at all. And I benched, it was like 5 hours later, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 hours later. I benched, no problem. I benched, Davin Maariv, and then went to Shachris. So you have 72 minutes, and if that you have until you're full, meaning maybe the chatchila is 72 minutes, even if you're full, or maybe, I don't know if it's called, but the diabet, or it's called, if you didn't bench within 72 minutes, then as long as you're full, you can still bench. If you're not sure, it's hard to tell if you're hungry, you're full, you're satisfied, so you could bench misafek if you ate a sheer sviya, and you mechuyev to bench midiraisa. If that's the case, you would probably have to have drunk also and not be thirsty anymore. So then it's for sure the oraisa. So then misafek you would bench. So because you ate a sheer sviya, that now talking about sheer equal. Now talking about sheer sviya, which turns the benching into a oraisa. So. Or you could just eat another kazayas of pas, assuming you don't have to wash again, you weren't misiach das. So it's best to eat that. All you need is a kazayas then, in order to bench for sure. So b'kitzur, you ate enough to make you full. So you could bench berach achreina on any food 72 minutes, or as long as you're full from that food. And if you're mesupik, then if the bracha would be of the oraisa, like if you ate kadei sviya bread, then you can bench, because misafek you go l'chumra, and l'chumra meaning to make a bracha. And if not, you can't make a bracha. So then you say, so bracha's l'hako. Okay, we'll continue. There's a lot more halacha, a lot more detail. This is like scratching the surface, and then we have to talk about drinking. People drink coffee, and they drink soda, and what about if they forget to make a bracha, they realize it's 20 minutes later, so what do you do? But Baruch Hashem, if you realize it's 20 minutes later, you're already one of the select few group of tzaddikim. Okay, Chavis Halavos. Halavos just said that to stick to the tried and true, to stick to the Masorah, don't try to come up with new chidushim and new mahalchim, of the sort that people do. I mean, if you follow the news, you know that people do that. Just stick to Masoros Avoseinu, and that's what. You're not talking about variations within the halacha. He's talking about, you know, you come up with new things. This you don't have to do anymore. This you don't have to do anymore. You stick with the Masorah. But, he says, when it comes to taking on chumras, achim tira lekabel az atzmucha b'toysefes harishus b'mitzvus mashatuchal, you want to do more. He'll be talking about this more later on. After Yeshua, that's step one. Don't go on to do chumras if you're not even sure if you're okay, if you're fulfilling your ikar chachov. After you're reasonably certain that you're doing your chov, then you want to do more. La'avas chesed, you want to do for Hashem, you want to. It's like a chassidus. You want to, maybe you want to do asus yogla Torah. You want to do it for a kosher reason. Achashiyah maskim bon sichlecha. Your seichel tells you that's a good thing to do because it's precious and it's a asus yogla Torah and it's, you know, you're making offense not to violate. If that's your motivation and that's what you're doing, so that's wonderful. Rachok mita avoscha. That's not such a clear phrase what that means. Rachok mita avoscha. So it's, I don't know. I would think it might mean not that you have a taiva to be more frum. I think, you know, that would be a rational reason why you're taking on things that are rishus and you're making them into mitzvahs or averus. That's what it seems like he's saying. It's a very strange phrase. Achashiyah b'maskim b'm sichlecha for rachok mita avoscha. But that's what I think he means. So you're told, that's okay. Then you're not called you're straying from the paths of the fathers. But the makabel of schar, ve'ena, ve'encha yosebo midas rishonim, ki kvar obru vasus yog l'torah. So if that's your motivation, so adarabba, that's wonderful. For omru v'neimah charva yushaloyim, v'neishamidu devreim al din torah, v'osu l'snim mishuras adin. So this already, it's a little strange that he makes this sushtel, because pashtus, that's in Odom Chaveiro, and it means they didn't do the Snim Mishuras Adin. Usually the Snim Mishuras Adin is talking about Ben Odom Chaveiro to be Mvater and to do things even if you're not Mechuyev to do them, which is what he's talking about in general, but it's not a Geder Vasus Yogla Torah. That's a different Geder entirely. That the Mandaboy and Levi Chasida is doing the Snim Mishuras Adin. And Adarabba, Necharvi Yushalayim, Emidu Devreim Alden Torah, Velo also Lufnim Mishuras Adin. But apparently he makes that sushtel. You know, it's another example of when you can go outside the boundaries of halacha if you have a rational reason for it, and it's a good thing to do. Chazal tell us Asus Yogla Torah is a good thing to do, and they tell us that to go Lufnim Mishuras Adin is a good thing to do. So now you know you're on safe ground. If you're sure that you've fulfilled the Shuras Hadin, then we could talk about extending it into other areas. Okay, we'll stop here.